1910. March 21st, 1910. The Work Before Us, Ellen G. White. The important truth that is presented before the people by the living preacher should be published in as compact a form as possible and circulated widely. Thus, the truth which was placed before a limited number may find access to many minds. But let no extravagant expressions be used. Do not present the most startling points of truth before the people are prepared to receive them. For all this would give occasion for the enemies of truth to misconstrue and misrepresent it. Those who have become interested are compelled to meet sophistry and misrepresentation from popular ministers, and they know not how to answer these things. Satan is wide awake. He never gives himself a vacation, but is on the track of every soul who is convicted of the truth. Therefore, let the reasons of our faith, which have been presented to the people in clear lines, be furnished them in printed form, so that they can read what the minister has said and give it to their friends. Let these publications be widely scattered. Truth has been strangely perverted. All evil influences are at work, and we must work with persevering, determined effort. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then quit you like men. Be strong. After the 5,000 had been fed, there were 12 baskets of food gathered up. The one basketful had increased to 12. So when our means are wholly inadequate for the needs of the work, let none of the Lord's workers become discouraged at the situation. To depend upon what we can see is not faith. Faith depends upon God's promises. It is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The precious things of God, if appreciated and imparted, will be more abundantly bestowed. The Lord is not pleased with our unbelief. If those upon whom rests the management of the great interests of the cause speak uncertainly, unbelievingly, the Lord is grieved, for they are robbing themselves of the rich treasures of His grace. When one refuses to move unless he can walk by sight, his faith amounts to nothing. If we were placed in a position similar to that of the disciples, with the great multitude and the 5 little barley loaves, would it be hard for us to believe, hard to trust in God? The Lord expects His agents to do their best. The fragments are to be gathered up. All needless expenditures for selfish gratification are to be cut off. Let self-denial and the cross become a portion of our individual experience. The Lord Jesus would have us study His word faithfully. The unbelieving will not be quick to discern the movings of providence, but we should cultivate faith and use every talent that can be employed in dispensing to others the bread of life. We can never be better employed than in imparting the light received. By every wholehearted, earnest sacrifice we make for the Master's service, our talents will be increased. But we are to be only the instruments for the Holy Spirit's working. Thus, the grace of God will work in us to form new habits, to overcome powerful propensities, and to deny old inclinations. Unbelief regards the precious light, the precious evidences which God gives, as a matter of no special importance. This is why the Lord can do nothing for those who have not faith. The Holy Spirit would be treated by them as a common thing. Thus, unbelief will bind about the work of God. Oh, there is too much arguing on the side of unbelief. When a worker loses his faith, he needs to take a vacation, have little or nothing to do, until the Lord shall work in his behalf and imbue him with the Holy Spirit. He needs to have his perceptive faculties sharpened that he may discern the works and ways of God. He has received an education of an objectionable character, and he needs reshaping. The light of heaven must shine upon him. Christ says to his disciples, "Cast the net on the right of the ship, and ye shall find." We must work on the faith side. The proper enlargement of the work is an impossibility unless we dare to press our way against forbidding circumstances. Those who fear to risk something will never attain an experience of the greatness, value, and security of the unfailing resources of heaven. The Lord has thrown open before us the door of heavenly commerce. We are to trade on our Lord's goods. He himself is our security if we walk and work by faith. The humblest believer may trade upon the entrusted capital. He may employ all his powers to the glory of God. And the one talent, thus consecrated to the Master's use, will increase unto precious treasures. Mrs. E. G. White.